It's too late. All right. Well, let's see here. In the news, a number of NRA members going to the tailor with bullet holes in their pockets increases dramatically. Well, what do you know?
Live from Cincinnati, Ohio to Flagstaff, Arizona, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, author George Saunders, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who believes the Gipper had a fake girlfriend, too, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Hence the expression, fake one for the Gipper. Okay, we'll get to that, too. How are y'all? Pretty good, then? Yeah? Enjoying this temporary weather? This false spring, as the French say? Are you good?
I'm doing well.
Do you have new frames?
Sarah Nix? Yeah, they change every few days, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They do. Mm-hmm. By themselves? I mean, do they...
No, I make a selection. They're all laid out.
You have several frames?
I do, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's advanced. Well, in the news, the National Rabbit Association sues the NRA over the trademark. Then there's a guy who escaped prison by carving a bar of soap into an NRA card. The National Recovery Administration would like its initials back, I know that. You know, some of the NRA youth do the sideways shooty thing, but the elders frown on it. Okay, in other news. I believe you knew that with the... Do it overhand or underhand? Overhand, okay. I got to get a new finger. This one doesn't work. Firing blanks with that one. In other news, still awaiting the analysis on Lance Armstrong's tears. Well, come on. That's why they call it dope, you know? It is a bit shocking that the Everstrong bands were used to find a vein. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Maybe we should be looking into why so many grown men ride bikes wearing unitards. In other news, the debt ceiling is easy. Just take the pill that makes you smaller. See? And you get ceilings a lot farther away then. Headroom. Or get a debit ceiling card and let Dad cover it. President Obama doing the give him hell Barry thing full time now. Very effective, I like it. Could be worse. Could be doing Haley Berry. Instead of give him hell Barry. Haley Berry. I don't know what I was thinking there. Anyway, you can stare at Congress without blinking, but don't try it on Michelle, is my advice. Inauguration, the common wisdom says that Chief Justice Roberts will not swear in Osama this time. He's been working on it. Like Paganini, though. It's the more you say it, the more you mess it up. Looks like there'll be no 20-gun salute at the inaugural. Due to conditions being what they are. They couldn't get an NRA minion. A little Jewish joke for all the Orthodox in the audience here today. Hard to find Jewish guys that can work in AR-15. Thinking of getting one. Governor Walker will be hosting the Wisconsin Bowling Ball at the inaugural, where he will attempt to give the president a Packer jersey for the third time. The French pick another fight. Say, not your father's French, I'll tell you. These guys like to fight. There must be a way we can get into this thing in Mali, I'm thinking. Page 3. No longer get to pose nude at the TSA check-in anymore. They're taking the booths out. But there's still a picture booth in the terminal if you want to slip them something on the way in there, you know. Fecal implants are now a possibility. No kidding. I don't know if Medicare covers that. I'd like to see that explanation. Well, the Dreamliner, yeah. You know, if they let us bring on lithium batteries in our check-ins, then they would have had a spare. Simple as that. Of course, the prototype of the Dreamliner was called the Edselliner. We know that now. Manti Te'o's girlfriend's name was Georgia Glass. Brady Bunch joke kills him. I got him. Okay, all right. Was not. Not so unusual. This whole thing is not so unusual, though. My wife actually is a hoax. Okay. I'm just going to take this whole section of this out here. And it's like it never happened, starting with the... Okay. What's left? In his inaugural speech, the President Obama will vow to put a man in Congress by the end of the decade. Critics assail torture in Les Mis. Les Mis?
Les Mis.
See, see? It's like Paganini.
I know, you said it too many times.
I know. No. The Bears are now the Chicago Alouettes. Alouette, everyone, the Bears theme song. Alouette, Alouette, we used to be the Bears. Okay. Guy from the Canadian League, they use the wrong balls and everything. Play with rugby balls or something, don't they? Or misshapen volleyballs. And their fields are too big this way and too short that way. Or maybe they're longer both ways. I don't know. It's not right. In other news, Argentine mamas, haul your daughters inside. Mark Sanford's back. Now, you know, Wiener's going to spring up next. What's his name? Wiener. Tony. We got another name. The Dreamliner problems have been traced back to lack of plastic shades. Okay. Not so good at the Dreamliner jokes here, I guess. Maybe it's not funny or something. I don't know. Change called for in value of Scrabble letters. You'll have to pry the tile out of my cold, dead hand. Walmart buys $50 billion worth of made-in-USA crap. I'm sorry, fecal transplant. And Whole Foods CEO Benito Mussolini compares Obamacare to fascism. That's all the news, Edison. Thank you so much. I can leave me.